Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shurim. We saw the Yesod HaDvarim, Moaz Rambam, Hilchas Mamrim 5, 12, and 13. They have to know a Chabad, a parent who's a Rosh. We've been discussing at length the Inyan of Eino Isa Maisa Amcha. That the Pshad is not a mute. Pshad is that the gather of one, you're not allowed to curse, is an Isa Maisa Amcha. The gather of one yinalat occurs is an oisem ma'isam chomel. Anyone's not in that category for whatever reason is going to be a p'tur. And we see this lahedya from the Rabbeinu Chanana, what the Gemara says in 8b, that if one is make kusi is chayiv, because we don't make an equation between akon klala, and therefore we don't need oisem ma'isam chomel. So the same thing applies to an eved. That's mentioned in the sugi over there. We're not make shakon klala. But when it comes to klala, one is makal eved is p'tur. Why? Because loy karinen bevenasi v'amcha loysar. He's not oisem ma'isa amcha. Since the Eved is not oisem ma'isa amcha, he's pater for klala. And the Ritva there writes that even if he is oisem ma'isa amcha, it doesn't matter. He's not roi lava v'kal. So you see, it's the same p'tur. The p'tur of eino oisem ma'isa amcha mitzad is ma'isim, or eino oisem ma'isa is not part of amcha. And not mitzad is ma'isim, mitzad is genealogy, as lay the hedya, she'akol din echad hu she'tzorich amcha. The Eved who lav amcha mitzad avdusoi, the eino isa maisa amcha, eino yamcha, mitzad she eino isa maisa amcha. So it's all one din. We require that he be amcha, and an Eved is not considered amcha. Why is he not considered amcha? Because he's an Eved. He's not allowed to marry in. And eino isa maisa amcha is not amcha because he's not isa maisa amcha. He doesn't act like a Jew is supposed to act. But it's one yisod. Yisod is not included in amcha. That's the mechayiv of amcha. And the mela, if one isn't in the category of amcha, is the p'tur klala. Rashi in Gittin writes, Tibor maschel lo'yev shechafalof on the beis, they inalada b'choyvil be'evid, inalada injure an evid, kenayni. How do you know? From the fact that he's yotzi b'roshe yivor emayin shem b'rashi. So it's mashma that there's no lav of lo'yosif, lo'yosif is inalada hit. But here you see there's no lo'yosif. Rashi has to come on to the fact that inalada hit because he's yotzi b'roshe yivor, the 24 yivorim, that if you knock out, the evid goes free. From the fact that he goes free, You see, you're not allowed to hit him. It's because the hekesh of akon klala, according to those who are makish akon klala, we require gam bechabola, that a chabola also has to be amcha. And an eved is not considered amcha. Since an eved isn't considered amcha, so memela there's no isser of lo yosef. There's another isser from the fact that he goes at barash evor, and you see that it's also to be makish. And the same thing we're saying before, that it's all because you have to be considered amcha. Once you're out of amcha for whatever reason, either for for the person's maisim, for its genealogy, mele ziptur klala or hakav, your makish hakav or klala. Well, if he's there, there's not going to be malchus if someone's choivel is eved, because it's only aser alts from the fact that we have yafus of yitzis rashayvar, from the fact that if one is motzi rashayvar, so the eved goes free, so it must be that it's aser, but there's no lav. And in Mela, there's going to be no Malchus. It's just an Isser, but there's no Malchus. Because again, he's not considered in the category of Amcha. Once one is out of Amcha, for whatever reason, then one is Pater for the Kalala, and if you're Makish HaKalava Kalala, HaKalala as well. Vit Loikeng Vuol Barambam, the Perikei Mehilchas Choyvel Mazik, Halocha Gimel, Lehedje, he says there is Malchus B'Choyvel B'Evet, also Meiri. And Marcus writes that one is chayv b'kilas evet. See them in Chaschinach Reish Lamed Aleph. He also writes b'pshitus that one is chayv. So what's the pshat? I evet isn't the amcha. So we can say that since we darshin ba'amcha linyan chiyuv v'anav is the amcha, we don't care that he's not amcha mitzad, that he's not b'avakol, as long as he's in the anhagas of amcha. But the etzem yisod, everybody agrees, the yisod of mechayv is amcha. It's not just mi'utim that were said in the nasiv amcha loisar. But rather, the yisod is you have to be amcha. Just these Lashonim hold, the Rambam holds, the Miri holds, that amcha is oisa maisa amcha. If you're not oisa maisa amcha, so then there's a p'tur. But the fact that genealogically you're not allowed to marry in, so that as long as you're behind hagas amcha, you're fine. Then there's an isser of klala. But the reason one isn't behind hagas of amcha, the reason if one is not doesn't follow the anhagas of amcha, one is pater, is not because there's a mute of eino isa maisa amcha, but because he's not included in amcha. In other words, it's not a mute, it's a hagdara. The hagdara is who is one not allowed to curse? Amcha. Anybody out of that category, you're allowed to at least according to the Rambam, the Meiri, anybody who doesn't act like Amcha, then one is allowed to curse. Why? Because he's not Amcha. Because he doesn't fit into that positive category of Amcha. And that would appear to be the Nidun of the Sugya and Yevamos Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis that we've been discussing a lot. The Gemara asks, and the Mishnah that a Mamzer is Chayiv al Hakos Oviv V'Imo V'Kilulosoi. So asks the Gemara, I Ikrikan V'Nasi Ba'Amcha Loisoil, Bo'Isim Maisa Amcha. So why is he Potter? The parent wasn't Isim Maisa Amcha. We're dealing with a Mamzer over here, so obviously he was born Ba'Avela. So the parent isn't Isim Maisa Amcha. So Gemara answers, "Basha asa tshuva." Frak the Gemara, how can you do tshuva? It's a muvus loichol liskoin. You don't can't fix it. The mamzer you can't fix. How do you do tshuva on a mamzer? The Gemara's teretz is, "Hashda mias oisem maisa amcho." But now, al kuponim, he is considered an oisem maisa amcho. As ad kan asugi, but revadai that even the havamino we knew that there's a tzir of asa tshuva. Just the Gemara learned that this isn't. He's still not considered an oisem maisa amcho. Even if he did tshuva. And the Gemara's Matari, it's based on the Chiddush of the Papa, that tshuva is effective. So the Shulta Agiborim in Perak HaNechnakim makes a big inyan for the Chiddush of the Gemara that he's an Oysa Maisa Amcha when he does tshuva. Ayin Sham, Ayin Baruch Lener in the Sugya, that the Yitur of the Masnis Mokapi Kamash Malamzeh Shabbos Tshuva of the Oysa Maisa Amcha. That the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, Klapi this Kamash Malan, that one of the Imams is chayv to be Mechabit his parents because they're Oysa Maisa Amcha because they did tshuva. In other words, according to the Havamina, the miut of Eina Oysa Maisa Amcha is a miut of a person who did an Aveira. And even if he did tshuva, he's still Eina Oysa Maisa Amcha. That's in the Havamina. Because the Chet is not Ne'er Kala Mafreya unless he does tshuva Me'ahavu. And on this, the Gemara is Mechadesh, Shaloi Mishum Ha'Aveira Shechil of Shem Rosha Hu Depotera. That's not because of the Aveira that gave him a Shem Rosha that he's Potter for the Hakon Klala of his parent. Ella, shall you deze, osa aveirus shel re rosha, achshav gam ken b'matzav shel oisa aveirus. So it's not because of what he once did. It's because now, since he once did a rosha, once did aveirus of a rosha, so now he's also in a matzav of oisa aveirus. He's not considered oisa maisam, he's not considered amcha. But that doesn't apply when he does tshuva. In other words, it's not because he wants to be aver. That's the maskana. It's not because he wants to be aver. It's because now he has a din of eino isa maisa amcha. And the male, if he does tshuva, then he's not in that category now of eino isa maisa amcha. And that's what the Gemara says. That even though it's a muvus leichol liskoin and tshuva can't fix it, the mamzil is a mamzil and no tshuva is going to help. Nevertheless, it's not the din rosha that's koveh. Lo din rosha koveh kan. El ha koveh b'zehu. You know, it's koveh here. What's koveya is that his nisim in the past establish him now in this mitzius. And if he did tshuva al kopanim now, he's not in a matzav of enoi ba'amcha because now he's not considered an eino isa maisa amcha. Hashta miyas oisa maisa amcha. Now al kopanim is considered an oisa maisa amcha because he did tshuva. So that is the So that's the nidun of the sugi. The nidun of the sugi is what makes you an eino isa maisa amcha. Is it an aveira that you did, or it's your present status? So in the havamin, it's the aveira you did makes you eino isa maisa amcha. And then the maskana is no, it's your present status, where you're holding now. If the person did tshuva, you know he can't fix the past, but if he did tshuva, now he doesn't have the status anymore of eino isa maisa amcha. ובזה אפשר לפרש את דברי הביס יוסף בסימן ריש מם שכוסה במה שהקשה הטור שם. על דעס הרמב״ם, the tour asked on הרמב״ם, the רמב״ם says יחייב בחובד אוביב רושו from the sugis in בובקם and בובמציר that we see in the Gemara that one is חייב להחזיר מה שכוסה להביאם only if the father did tshuva. The father didn't do tshuva, he didn't have to return what his father stole. According to the Rambam, even if he didn't do tshuva, he should have to return it because it's covered for your father. And even though he didn't do tshuva, but it doesn't matter. According to the Rambam, you have to mechabit the father, even if he's eino isa maisa amcha, even if he's a rosha. So the Beis Yosef is miyashiv das ha Rambam, shezeh shetzarich shiyaseh tshuva, Humishum shekevan the kaimalam kibud of mishel of velo mishel ben, since we paskin that kibud of comes from the father. Kibud of is the father's money. You don't have to spend your own money on kibud of. You only have to spend your father's money. And the kid's yarshin, so this is considered mishel ben. The father doesn't do tshuva, it's mishel ben. Just if the father did tshuva, and he wants to be machzor gzeila, but he didn't manage to do it until he died, so then that para, says the Beis Yosef, is if the children did not inherit it, and since the father wanted to return it, then memel it's mishel av. As the fiyah Beis Yosef, kolan midoin basugya, who is it, mishel av or mishel ben? Before tshuva, it's considered, if the father didn't do tshuva, it would be mishel ben, and therefore the kid is mchayiv. And if the father did tshuva, then it's mishel av, and the child is chayiv. So the nidon is not, you see, a rasha, not a rasha. Of course, you have to, it says the basis in the mechavi, the father is a rasha. The only thing is even if he's a rasha, but if it's in a mishel ben, you have to give it back then. And the male, the gemara says, no, if he did tshuva, it's considered mishel av. Because the father wanted to return, so it's like the kids never yarshin. This is very shver. Like the Taz is already tamei and Sifkot Yitzayin that we've referenced numerous times. That it's a hedi in the Sugis Hagimore that the problem is v'nasi ba'amcha loisor, he has to be oise ma'isa amcha. The nidon is not, is it Mishel Av, Mishel Ben? The nidon is he oise ma'isa amcha, and the havamin is not, because the father didn't want to return it, he stole it, he wanted. And now in the maskana, the father wanted to return it because he did tshuva. He did tshuva, he wants to return it, so now he's considered oise ma'isa amcha. So the Beis Yosef is mamish, I'm writing a whole new script for the Gemara. The Gemara says the issue is he oise ma'isa amcha or not oise ma'isa amcha? If he's not oise ma'isa amcha, the child doesn't have to be mechavid him. If he is oise ma'isa amcha, the child does have to be mechavid him. The Beis Yosef says, no. The issue is it Mishel Av or Mishel Ben? Ma pitom? Is it neged HaGemara? Ein betaz b'rishen utzim b'yoredeh b'reishmen ve'akati tamu alich ora. So the fit v'reinu n'raka. Shemekevan shenitbeer shebedin ein oise ma'isa amcha. Ne'amar sheish bo chalois b'metziyus. So we said that the person has to have, when he's ein oise ma'isa amcha, it's a chalois in his metziyus. That defines the person. When he is ein oise ma'isa amcha, if he's ein oise ma'isa amcha, so then what? That's a hagdora now in this person that allows you to, in other words, if it's, he has a chalois in his metziyus, it's not a miut, like we said before. It depends on what his metziyus is. If his metziyus is oise ma'isa amcha, so there's why the nasi is an iser klala, and by a parent, you have to be mechabit him, and if he's eno, and you're chayiv misa for being makalo, and then if he's eno oise ma'isa amcha, then one is potter for misa being makalo, right? Like we saw in according to the Rambam. As lamadnu shebedin eno oise ma'isa amcha, ne'amar sheish bo chalois b'metziyusoi. There's a chalois in his metziyus that now he's considered eno oise ma'isa amcha. Shaidei ha'yose avaryan be'avar achshav mitziusoyi shel eino oise ma'isa amcho. Since in the past, amol, he was an eino oise ma'isa amcho, he was an avaryan, so memela, that's his mitzius, that's koivei's mitzius now as well. And therefore now he's mufko from being amcho, like we saw. So we can say that the Gemara brings this lo le'inyan p'tur b'kibud ove ein machmas eino oise ma'isa amcho. This whole issue of oisa ma'isa amcha, eino oisa ma'isa amcha, the Gemara is not talking about the p'tur of kibud of ein because of eino oisa ma'isa amcha, as we want to say pshat l'beis yosef, but rather like abe svaras habeis yosef, that if he wants to return it, then it's as if the child never inherited it, the father never bequeathed it to the child, and it's mishel av, and that is because there's room to say that he doesn't need to do tshuva and desire to return it in order to establish that his rotzon was to return it. But rather, bistama kevan sheyesh mitzvah lehachzir umischayev lehachzir omnam b'sha'ato gazal v'lo haya daito kamuvan lehachzir aval ma ze koveh lachar zman. There would have been room to say that he doesn't have to do tshuva and want to return it now in order to establish that he wants to return it. We say mistama, since there's a mitzvah lahachzir and he's mischayev lahachzir, so it's as if he wants to return it. B'shaita, we stole it, and he didn't want to return it, but ma'zeh koveh lachar zman, it's not koveh for afterwards. So now we go back to his true metzius of being a Jew. And a Jew wants to be Mekayim, the Rotzoin of Hashem. Umemela Yeshlanu Linkot, Shiritzono Lahachzir. So Memela, we, Neman, as they say in Spanish, we assume that he wants to return this item, and therefore it's Mishal of. Like the Beis Yosef says, and as when the Gemara says, the Gemara says he has to return the object. Why does he have to return the object? He has to return the object because you're right, at one point he stole it, but now he wants to return it. And since he wants to return it, so we assume that before he died he wanted to return it. So Mamele doesn't have to have done tshuva. It's considered that it's the father's, not the kid. He never bequeathed it to the child because he wanted to return it. Like the Beis Yosef says, on that fact, the Gemara, I, Ikri Kan, Nasi Bamcha Lo Sorbo, Oisim Maisa Amcha, Shadaika Hagdig, Daika Gemara Beloshim, Ikri Kan. The Gemara says, what do you mean, Ikri Kan? See, the Chsif, what do you mean, Ikri Kan? I read over here, Nasi Bamcha Lo Sorbo, Oisim Maisa Amcha. Zoik Befrek the Gemara, what's the Ikri Kan? The Horot, Shalom Ize Atzmo Yeshna Kushia. Ela akushia imi ma shegam binyan ze yesh lekov lelmod et hanavuar din shel eino isen maise amcha. Vude mei hasam, de chazinon, shel aide avera, de lo sheover, have alei hashta gavra, mufka mei amcha, sheze rak machmes de hashtu bematzo shel eino isen maise amcha. Kev de chazina de naktina mele mafre al achshav lachzik o sheino amcha. Ba amcha mishim yosef al averos bover, imken av aleim daito lachziv yoshu abonim. In other words, the Gemara says, ikri kan. In other words, it's not from the Nasi Ba'amcha Loisar Eino Eise Maise Amcha. We're not saying he's an Eino Eise Maise Amcha. But we're saying, read this Pasuk. What comes out of the Pasuk? What you can learn from the Pasuk? What can you learn from this Pasuk? That here also, we can learn from the din of Eino Eise Maise Amcha, just like when it comes to Eino Eise Maise Amcha by Klal. That Klal is Mutter. If he did an Aveir in the past, or there's no Chiv. If he did an Aveir in the past, might even be Mutter, any other person. That he did an Aveir in the past, and he hasn't yet done tshuva, and that makes him an Eino Eise Maise Amcha. So here also, the Gemara is not saying that discussing the issue of whether he's a Rasha, one has to be Mechabit. And the assumption is you have to be Mechabit, your father is a Rasha. But Ikri Kan, the fact that he did an Aveira in the past, you see that he's still considered Eino Eise Maise Amcha unless he does tshuva. Without doing tshuva, he's considered Eino Eise Maise Amcha. So here also, he's considered Eino Eise Maise Amcha since he stole it in the past. You don't assume that he wanted to return it. And since that's the case, what comes out? That the son did yarshin it. The son did yarshin it because the father, we assume he stayed, you know, he's a chazaka, that he was a bad guy in the past. He's still a bad guy. So, Mela, the son wouldn't have to return it because now it's considered Michel Ben. You don't assume that the father wasn't moilish this to the son because the father wanted to return it. No, you assume the father didn't want to return it. Just like we read over there, Eino Eise Maise Amcha by the Nasi. The Mela, he still has the Metzias of Eino Eise Maise Amcha unless he does Tshuva Befoyal. So here also, the father still has the Metzias of Eino Eise Maise Amcha until he does Tshuva Befoyal. And not Mitzad that he's a Rasha, the son doesn't have to return it. Mitzad that it's Michel Ben. So the Gemara is asking, now it's Michel Ben. The father was in fact Mayrisha to the son. He never wanted to return it. So why does the son have to return it? It's Michel Ben. That's the Gemara's kasha. Ikri kan menasi ba'amcha lo sor ba'isa ma'isa amcha. Just like we learn over there that he stays in Eino Eise Maise Amcha until it's Tshuva Befoyal here also. And Memela, if here in our case by the Gzela, the father never wanted to return it. The father never wanted to return it. Memela, he was Moirishit to the Ben. If he's Moirishit to the Ben, it's Michel Ben. It's in Hechi Teisa that he has to return it. And so that's exactly what the Beis Yosef is saying. So the Gemara only brings the Ikri kan klapei akviya, the Maise Shel Ovar. If he doesn't change his mind, so then he retains that status. And then the Gemara answers, no. Hitaka wanted to return it, and he did tshuva, and Mameli he's Oisa Maisa Amcha, which means, meaning that he did change his status. That's the Gemara's teretz, he did tshuva. Since he did tshuva, so then he was never Marishit to the son. If he was never Marishit to the son, so Mameli, the son is Chayv Lahachzir. Behadvorim me'irim u'mesamchim me'oit. ואדרבה, לפי זה, אנחנו יכולים לתרץ קושת התוספות, בבוב הקמה ובבוב מציע, בבוב הקמה is צעדי דלת, במציע סעמר בייז, so we can answer both the קשי and תוסס, What's the kashin taisis? The maskal iasa. What's the Gemara asking? The Gemara asks, one second, he did tshuva? He did tshuva? So what is he doing with the item still? If he did tshuva, then how does the son have this item to return it? That we're discussing whether the son should return. Mechi taisi did tshuva. That's the Gemara's kasha. So frek taisis, we paskin that you're not makabel gzeila from the gazel, not takonis hashavim. So why don't we say that, what do you mean, Mike, but what is he doing with the item? He wants to return it. They weren't makabel it because it. And makabel gzeila in the gazel, takonis hashavim, make tshuva easier. We're not makabel the actual gzeila. We return money, but you're not makabel the actual gzeila. So then the kasha is, so what's the Gemara? What's Mike boy gabe? My boy Gabe, what is the item doing with him? The item's doing with him. He's with the item still with the father when he died because of Takanas Hashavim. Hazoyt Yifrek Toysis. Aval Lefi Dvarenu, Lefi Hazbeirenu, B'Divrei HaBeis Yosef, Hadvarim Muvanim Heitev, Sharei Ein HaNidonim Hu Avar Yino Lav. Anachu Chashavnu SheHaNidon, we thought the Nidon was, is he a sinner, is he not a sinner? No! Ze Lo HaNidon Bechlal. Sheal Zanat, Toysis asked the Kasha, he did Tshuva. This was saying, well, he did tshuva. My boy Gabe, he did tshuva, and they didn't weren't makabla because of takanas hashavim. That's the Gemara's kashi. He did tshuva. Taka did tshuva. They just weren't makabla al takanas hashavim. If the nidoin was whether or not he's an avari, as Tosfot makshim tov, they have been good gefrekt, as they say in Spanish. Elamani don, mani don rabotai, hani donu im choshuv kenimse etzlo yoy etzel bonov. The nidoin is it considered that it's in the father's possession or in the son's possession? V'im kein, im chayvim lachzir oy bazoi, if you have to return it. So must be, shemedubar b'mikre sheyachzir ha'av b'oifen shebishum oifen lo yishor etzloi, ela etzel anitzel. If you have to return it. So we're talking about a case that the father returns it in such a way that it's not by him, it's by the Nigzel. Because otherwise, there's a Yerusha. The father was Moirisha to the son. So who has it? In other words, like the Beis Yosef says, is it the father's or is it the son's? So, if it's the son's, the son doesn't have to return it. If the father's, then the son has to return it. So the Gemara says, one second. If the father did tshuva, so my guy by Gabe, he might say tshuva both in Shetishor HaGzeila Etzlo. Now, since the whole issue is who it belongs to, does it belong to the father or the son? So if it still belongs to the father, if it's still in the father's Rishus, then it belongs to the sons. The sons were Yerush at fair and square. So now it's Michel Ben. Now, as we're trying to figure out who's, is it Michel Av or Michel Ben? So the Gemara says, okay, he did tshuva. See, if he did tshuva, and since he did tshuva, so it's Michel Av, right? The item still belongs to the father. The item is not the son's, because he did tshuva. Why is it not the son's? Why is it the father's? Because the father gave it back to them. In other words, the Gemara is assuming right now that if it's still in the father's possession, then what good is the tshuva? Then the son's yarshin did fair and square, and Mamela, they don't have to return it. So what good is the tshuva? So if he did tshuva, my boy Gabe, he might tell tshuva boyfriend should tishar gzeila etzel. If the tshuva was such a tshuva that the gzeila is with him, so it belongs to the children. So why do the children, my boy, what's it doing with him? What good is it that it's with? What good is this tshuva when the item still belongs to the children? The item belong, he was merged to the children. So what good is this tshuva? So it must be shemedubar b'she'asa tshuva v'rotzel lahachzir b'chol oifen v'im kein. My boy Gabe. Now Zemet Haretz Tagamara Shelo Yispik. Vahenu Sheomnam Hayta Dato Lachzir B'chol Oifen. Ela Shelo Yispik. V'lachein Ein Alzeh Yerusha V'avolei Mishel Av V'lo Mishel Ben. So as the Gemara is saying, that the only way his tshuva was good was that the only way his tshuva is going to matter, that it should be Mishel, considered Michel Av, is that he was intending to return the item and not He was intending to return the item and not keep it for himself. In other words, the Gemara is saying that the only way it could be considered Mishel Av and not Mishel Ben is that he intended to return it to the Nigzel and that it wouldn't be his. So that was his intention. And then that the Gemara asks, if that was his intention, then what's it doing with him? Obviously, if it's still with him, then he didn't intend to return it. And then it's Michel Ben. It's still in the father's possession. You're right, the father intended to return. The father intended to, but he didn't, Lamaisi didn't return it. So if he didn't return it, then it's Michel Ben. So what's it doing with him? So it must be that he didn't intend to return. If he didn't intend to return, the Gemara's already understanding now that if the father has it, but he intended to return it to the Nigzel, that it should be the Nigzel's and not his own, so then, and he shouldn't be marish it to his children, then it's considered Mishalav. But the Gemara's problem is Beseder, but so if he really intended to return it to the Nigzel, so if he already returned it's Gevaldik, then it's certainly Mishalav. But then it belongs to the Nigzel. But if he just intended to return it, he wanted to do tshuva, and he wanted to return it. That was his intention. But he didn't. So obviously he didn't have that intention. So if he didn't have that intention, it's Michel Ben. And if it's Michel Ben, right, he was Morisha to his children. Why do his children have to return it? And then that the Gemara answers, no, lo hispid. In other words, he did have das to return the item. He had complete das to return the item. He just didn't manage. He didn't do it in time. He didn't do it in time, Rabbi Isai. And therefore, there's no Yerusha and it's Michel Av. And who it belongs to. And the second, the very fact that he had das to return it, and it was, you see, it was sincere das. The Gemara says it was sincere. The Gemara's problem is it's obviously not sincere. That's tshuva ma'ig boy gabay. What's it doing with him? So it obviously isn't much of a tshuva, right? If he still has it, then what good is his tshuva? It still has it. It's Michel Ben. And if he really wanted to return it, then he would have returned it. And the fact that he didn't, he obviously didn't do tshuva. No, he did tshuva. He just didn't manage to return it in time. If he didn't manage to return it in time, then he really intended to return it, and he was never really marishu to his children. It's considered Michel Av, and that's why he has to give it back. So, for the kasha of Taisis, Taisis' kasha was that it's takonis hashavim. Ein makab mzeilam yagatz, and as he did tshuva, but he's not machzor m'machmas takonis hashavim. So maybe he wanted to return, and they weren't makabel it, and he did tshuva. So if the aver is whether or not he's an avarian, it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. He's not an Avarian anymore. He wanted to return it. But the issue is not whether or not he was an Avarian. The issue is it Michel Av or Michel Ben? Is it considered with the father or is it considered with the son? In order to be considered that it's the father's, he has to return it. Otherwise, it goes to the sons. So it must be the only way it's going to belong to the only way that you say it's the father's is that he's returning it in such a way that it's not it's not going to be his, it's going to be the Goslin's. Otherwise, there's going to be Yerusha. So Gemara says that if he did tshuva, that if he does tshuva in such a way that the gzela remains with him, then what good is his tshuva? The gzela remains with him. And then he's marisha to the kids. He could do tshuva all day, but it's still, he wasn't planning to return it. So he's marisha to the kids, and the kids don't have to return it to Michel Ben. So it must be, no. He did tshuva, and he wanted to return it, that the other guy should be able to keep it. And if so, so if that's what he wanted to do, then what's it still doing by him? What's it still doing by him? So Menachinami, he did complete tshuva. He wanted to return it. Okay, so if he was so sincere about returning it, then why does he still have it? It must be he still has it because he didn't intend to return it so much. And Memela to Michel Ben. No, the answer is lo hispik. So that's his Gemara's kasha. V'yasa tshuva, my boy gabe. What's it doing with him? In other words, what good is it? He obviously wasn't intending to return it to the Nigzel, that it should be the Nigzel's. And if the Nigzel didn't want to accept it, because if Takanas Hashav Neinar Chinami, then it's Michel Ben. So then, why does the child have to give it back, even if he didn't accept it because of Takanas Hashav him? So. It now belongs to the father, and the father's marishit to the kids, and the kids don't have to give it back. So the answer is no. He didn't care about the takanas. He wanted to return it anyway. Lamrot takanas hashavim. He said, I don't want takanas hashavim. I want to return it anyway. Just lo hispik. Lo hispik memeilatz Michel. So he really, really wanted to return it despite hakol. You're right, he did tshuva. The tshuva is no good for us to make it to Mishalov. He has to have actually wanted to return it. The answer is he did. He just didn't manage to do it. And the Mela remains Mishalov, and since it remains Mishalov, the children have to return it after he died. Kamuvan, that the very fact that what the Beis Yosef says, that the fact that he wanted to return it makes him Mishalov, that needs a beer. So B'siyata D'shmaya, I invite everybody to listen to our shiur, and we have in Perek Vov. In Perek Vov, we 6:11, Vov Yud Aleph, we discuss this Beis Yosef at length, and we explain this more. But Akopanim, here we have the Yisraelat Vorim. So this was Mamish Givaldik. And b'siyata d'shmaya, anachnu od namshich, b'li neder, anachnu od rutzim namshich, ki hadvarim hayu nifla'im ad ko, ve'anachnu rutzim, why stop something that's so good, right? B'siyata d'shmaya. So anybody who didn't understand, I was inviting anybody, you can contact me, and hopefully I'll be able to explain better. Aval yesh lanu od harbe dvarim nifla'im, nifla'im lerot po basugiyah, mamish, givaldik shebegivaldik, elu hem sugiyot shehem mamash yisod chayenu. לכבד את ההורים, מה יותר חשוב מזה? כמעט, כפי שדיברנו באחד מהשיעורים האחרים, שזה המצווה הכי חשובה בתורה. מה שמורה חוץ מתלמוד תורה? הדבורים מאירים ומעוררים ומשמחים ומאמינים את הלב. נו, רבי ישראל, תודה רבה שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם, אנחנו עוד נמשיך בלי נדר. שלום, שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.